Okay. Okay, I started.
Okay.
It's working.
Well, we should have started this podcast like 5 minutes ago. I literally just stopped and said, start the podcast.
So this is the first time that you and me are...
ever smoked. And I know I did stop smoking, but this is like the second time.
We gotta celebrate.
2 weeks. So yeah, it's the first time. I always told Devin, you know, hey, I'm gonna smoke with you.
We should celebrate anytime we hang out.
maybe. But we were just... what were we just talking about?
Fuck.
It was really good.
It was about that?
It was UFC.
Oh, UFC.
And we were talking about the Blades fight, and we were talking about the uppercut.
The uppercut.
And dude, there was just something about that uppercut that made me just go, wow.
You know, like, he literally fucking...
cocked back.
He cocked back. His body went down, which means he was falling with his hips. Right. He had the power of his hips and his punch. He went up, and he went 99.
And I knew you would have liked that video, because I didn't know if you saw it. And I showed it to a couple people, and they're like, whoa. But, like, you actually got the point of, like, yo, he actually fucked him up.
Okay, if you had to knock one person out, so, like, if you got an altercation with some dude, and, like, let's just say he's, like, an inch taller than you and has, like, 30 pounds. So, like, he's, like, you a little bit intimidated. Like, you're a little bit scared. What's your go-to move to try to knock him out? So you don't have to, like, fight him. You just have to put him on his ass, and then the fight's over.
Like, if it's just, like, an altercation in the
street? If an altercation happened, and then you're like, damn, I got to hit him first. What's your go-to, like?
If I saw him come in, honestly, my go-to, I'm probably going to kick him in the thigh.
Kick him in the thigh?
No, like a front heel kick to the thigh.
Oh, shit, okay.
Like, plant that, and then when he, because obviously, no one's going to be expecting that, especially if it's, like, altercation, like, boom, boom, like, no. Your first, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, your first thing is a punch. But if the guy's coming at you and you actually kick him, he's going to be like, what the fuck? And as in that what the fuck moment, right hook.
I just realized this is a perfect setup to fucking record a podcast. To, like, to have a camera and then us talking.
Like, this,
and then
like to me, like, if I ever started a podcast, like
this is a casting couch situation
right now. Like, I don't know. Yeah, right,
couch.
Right.
Like, there's a dude right there.
And there's a cat behind your head.
We about to get fucked, and there's a cat behind us. Yeah, this is weird.
Like, it's actually, like, but it's nice.
It is nice.
With a Lego dinosaur in the back.
This is exactly how I would do it. I would have posters up and shit, and, like, hashtag, like,
The reason why it's so dope in here is because we used to smoke dope in here. So I had to make it dope for the dope.
Oh, you have a Bills lighter up there?
Yeah, okay. So I started a new tradition with the Bills season this year. And what happened was...
their only good year, yeah. Okay.
Shut up.
They're only good fucking year.
Just wait. I'm calling it right now. You heard it here first on the podcast. They're getting J.J. Watt.
J.J. Watt?
Yep.
Who's that one... Oh, never mind. I'm about to ask you about this, like, lineman that's getting traded.
J.J. Watt. J.J. Watt got released. And
I was hoping he was going to the Pats, bro. I saw Pats was on the top five.
He wants to... No.
Pats was on his top five list.
Where'd you get that information?
Instagram.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you mean? It was on ESPN.
His top four was Buffalo, Green Bay. It was Buffalo, Green Bay.
Okay, top four. Then fucking Patriots is five.
No, what was it? The Dolphins were in there.
The Dolphins? Who the fuck wants to play for the Dolphins,
I'm telling
bro?
You, the Browns were in there. The Ravens were in there.
Okay, but
the
I know
Steelers are
the
in
Pats
there.
Were definitely in there before the fucking Dolphins.
Okay, like, yeah. No, I'm pretty sure they were.
Belichick or fucking Dolphins?
Belichick, like, with Cam.
I would take just the captain. Fuck the rest
Cam
of the
Newton
team.
Staying.
Ouch. I don't want that. Honestly, I want, like, a new dude. I want someone that's, like, a rookie that's going to be just like Tom Brady. I want a comeback. I want his first year.
Right.
So our current quarterback, I need a new quarterback that had his first year.
This is what I think is going to happen. Well, first off, I think Cam Newton gets so disrespected.
I think Cam Newton is fucking, like, I think he...
I don't think he played great
I think
this
he
year.
Held himself up so high that when he did bad,
he
carried on.
Like, right.
When he was good, it was like,
he's just like
one after another,
damn
one
it.
After another.
But
he
I think this year, like, he really did try to have a good year. I think if he was with, like, the team the year before that and had the same exact offseason...
Yeah.
And he actually, like, ran it with the team. You know, he played with them for a year, like, which has happened. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to figure out the system better, know more about him, because they've seen him play in 17 games.
Yeah.
You know, so I think he's going to do good next year if he plays on the Patriots.
I think so, but then again, like, I just feel like if Cam Newton isn't
watch
there mentally,
the Patriots get
if he's
Sam
not
Donald.
There mentally, don't you dare. Don't you dare. I feel like because the quarterback runs the show. Like, no matter what, if you don't have, like, a decent quarterback, especially with, like, he's always so
right,
depressed.
If you don't have
when's the last time you've seen him happy? Yeah. He's depressed as shit. Yeah. You can't have this depressing ass, always down on himself guy be a leader.
I wouldn't say
a team.
He's down on himself. I wouldn't say he's down on himself.
I hope.
Like, I think he's just figuring. I'd really. Because Cam Newton, he did have MVP season. Yeah. He did. He did. Like, he is young and he's going through a slump. That's what I think it is.
How old is he?
I think he's younger than 28. He's in his,
oh,
shit. He's like 28.
That's a whole man right there. Holy
and
fuck.
And he's like, think about it. There's people that go in their prime at like 34. Like, there's defensive, like, there's a guy in defense, like, in Baltimore. Campbell is his last name. All right. Calais Campbell, that's who it is. He's 34 and just made it to the first Pro Bowl. Like, this is his first Pro Bowl because his season went, like, you never know in the NFL, especially with all this technology, too.
Yeah.
I don't know. But the Patriots are still going to lose to the Bills because that's all that matters at the end.
I'm worried when other wide receiver on Patriots, he retires. Not Wes Anderson, the fucking, the other short white dude.
Julian Edelman,
he's getting up there. I saw the other day someone posted some shit about how he's like in his mid-30s.
He's in his mid-30s.
I'm like, dude, you're playing in your mid-30s. I understand, like, you're ripped. Like, he's fucking shredded. Have you ever seen pictures of Edelman training?
Oh, yeah.
Fucking shredded. But, like, at some point, you're going to have to fucking, like, right. I'm like, oh, my knee doesn't recover, but my back hurts. Like, age fucking gets
age
to you.
Age does get to you, especially injuries, too.
Yeah, and since Tom Brady's the fucking GOAT, and he's going to play for... I'm thinking he's going to play until he's, like, what do you think? I want to say, like, 48. I think 48 least, is so up there.
At least 48. Yeah, at least 48.
48 is, like, a Brady move.
I said 50 once.
Oh, my God.
And I know it's hard to believe, but, like, it's 5 years ago, no one thought Brady was going to be winning a Super Bowl at 43.
Yeah.
You know? Well, so, like, who the fuck knows?
I think Brady is one of those people where he's so mentally strong that he doesn't need to be physically there.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like he has so much knowledge of the game, right? Because, like, he studies all this film. Like, I've never seen somebody study and train, like, every single day out of the year to be a quarterback.
He's already bored.
Yeah, he's already bored. I saw again. That. He's like, what, 6 months? Like, what am I supposed to do for 6 months?
Yeah, it's like 5 months or something like that.
I don't even fucking know.
Dude, it's just, he's Tom Brady. And I don't care what anyone says. Like, yo, if anyone's going to play till 50, it's going to be him.
Yeah, if I had to, like, place a fucking bet out.
If I had to place a bet, Tom Brady's going to play until 50.
I feel like he's the type of guy where he's, like, 49, and he wants to retire, but he's like, I don't know, man. 50 sounds a little bit better than 49. Right. And then just does it. Like, he just does it and then
the next year,
wins.
He's like, if I could play the year after 52.
I'm like, if I could beat my own record. Yeah. And just,
like,
fucking.
Like, I don't, like, he's actually, like, him and LeBron are literally the two most healthiest, athletic, Tom Brady can't run. But you know what I'm saying. Like,
I used to love when they did those swing plays where, like, they fucking throw it to Tom and he just runs really fucking awkwardly for 15 yards.
Yep, and then just runs out of bounds.
Yeah, and he's like,
I will give it credit, though. He's had one of the hardest hits I've ever seen in a game.
Yes.
He literally got smoked against the Bills. And he just got up and went. I was like, yo. I saw it on YouTube because I don't think I was alive when that happened. I was very young. Maybe like one or... But I literally saw that. I'm like, how? Like, no quarterback's getting up from that. The only quarterback that's getting up from that is Josh Allen. I don't care what anyone says. Because Josh Allen's that. He's telling you.
Who was it? I remember watching highlights of fucking Aaron Rodgers running and, like, actually hitting people shoulder to shoulder and doing damage. Like, he actually, like, fought his way through.
Josh Allen is the same type. Yeah. Like, he literally... First rookie year... Jumped over someone. Second year, literally trucked a guy in the middle of the field.
He's a fucking man.
He will do anything to win. And I love it. Like, that quarterback, I'm telling you, he's going to be even better next year.
I hope. Okay, so you know when you look at Tom Brady playing and you see, like, Cam Newton playing? When you look at them, you're like, you kind of know Cam Newton is, like, 20-something.
Right.
And you look at Brady. And then you watch Brady and you know he's in his fucking 40s. Like, you know crazy. He's in his fucking 40s.
Like, someone showed him, like how old do you think this man is? Well,
no, like 35. Imagine, like, the Bills quarterback, but, like, in, I don't know, fucking 15, 18 years.
If he still is the Bills quarterback.
Yeah, if he still is. But imagine, like, the Patriots franchise of, like, 13 years with Tom or 10 years with Tom, but with Allen.
I think he's going to get there. I think he's going to be there for at least
And then
13.
He could be the next Brady.
Right.
Who, like, over the years, just gets better and better and better and better and better.
I know. I don't think he's going to be
goated. I feel like the Bills could have the new Patriots, like, you know, the whole, like, fuck the Bills. They're just like the same way they say fuck the Pats because they always win.
No, and that's what I'm saying. Like, it's just fun to see now. Like, being a Bills fan for, like, my whole life And it took me to 17 to just see them to reach the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And now I'm seeing them reach the AFC Championship. That's why Bills Mafia is so dope, because like literally we were there. Like they're sold out games when they were shit. There was a sold out Sunday night game, the last Sunday night game before they had their first one this year.
Yeah.
Their last Sunday, or no, last, it was, or at home, yeah, this year. The last Sunday night game they played the Patriots, it got smoked like 50-14. Damn. So like now we're having Sunday night games. We're beating the Steelers in the Sunday night games. Mm-hmm. I know we lost the 2 touchdowns, but we were running with the Chiefs. We did. We ran with the Chiefs twice. And I'm telling you right now, the Bills are the only one. If they would have covered the tight end and figured out that part, they had everything else on lock, really. They really did, but the Chiefs played really good.
Yeah,
they did. Like they, as they should, because, you know, champions and all that.
I feel bad, honestly, for it's the tough. Chiefs.
I don't.
Dude, the quarterback is like, and you see, he just had a child.
He just had a baby girl.
Congrats.
Yeah, congrats, Patty Mahomes.
You get to maybe raise her to be a winner, not like yourself.
Hey, that man was the only man. Dude, he's so rich.
And his fucking haircut. I don't understand how his haircut's famous. Because you ever see those commercials where it's like, the State you don't got to get the haircut to win. And then all the people are like, God damn it.
Yeah. Is that State? I'm like,
I want to see Tom in one of those commercials. I haven't seen Tom Brady in a funny commercial in a minute.
There's one out right now. I hope what you see it soon. It's a T-Mobile commercial.
I haven't watched it.
And it's basically Tom is FaceTiming Gronk like before the season, like probably like 7 months before the season.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, hey, like, I don't know what to do. And Gronk's like, hey, like, come down, retire. It's like raining another one. Like, it's great. Like, blah, 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 blah. Like, you get to be on the beach for a week and all that stuff. And then T-Mobile comes in and is like, but poor connection made Tom hear this. And it was just like, you're weak. And like, whatever. And he's just like, you come to Tampa and win another one. Or like, something like that. Yeah. And he goes, and he goes, okay, Gronk. And so then there was like another scene, and Gronk's watching the TV, and Tom Brady goes, I'm going to Tampa Bay to win another one, and I'm bringing Gronk with me. And Gronk's just sitting there like, Mom, where are my football pants? It's actually really, I thought they didn't play it during the Super Bowl.
Why not?
Because people wouldn't have liked that.
Who cares? What people there were people that like.
It got banned from the Super Bowl ads. Like that's they couldn't play it.
Shit, I think like it's hilarious.
Story. Yeah, it was great. Yeah. I literally I would have laughed so hard, but then they would have been like, "Oh, the NFL is rigged," or like, you know. They were like, I don't know. It was kind of.
It's a fucking telephone commercial.
I did like the Super Bowl commercials this year. I don't know if you watched.
I watched about like 15. I watched the whole third quarter. So I was at work for the first half. Went to Chrissy's, fucking put it on, and then, like, 15 minutes in, it's, like, 2 minutes left, and they're up by, like, 27 points. So, yeah. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go fucking smoke and watch what's that cop show I'm fucking watching right now? I can't remember. I'm like, you know how I know I'm high? Because I'm wiggling my toes. I'm, like, moving my feet. You know what I mean?
I do.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yes. Great
I'm
show.
On season 3 right now.
Great show.
Right when Jake, it's funny. When it's Jake good. And that one cop starts dating, mm-hmm. and then they kill another cop with a heart attack.
You ever watch a show, but then still don't remember the characters because you just watched it big?
Someone asked me the other day what the weird guy with glasses, I don't know what his name is on The Office. They're talking about Dwight.
Oh my
and I'm
God.
Literally, like looking at them. I'm like, I know this.
You know,
I know this, and I couldn't
don't
think
you
of
have
it.
Have a tattoo?
Yeah, and I have a tattoo. So I'm literally thinking in my head. I'm like, how fucking retarded is it? I don't know what my fucking tattoo is right now. And I was so pissed. I'm like, Dwight, it's Dwight. And it's I was Dwight. Like yelling at them. I'm like,
oh my
it was fucking
God.
Dwight. I remember.
The Office is goated. I don't
Office
care what anyone said.
I haven't watched it in a minute because they took it off Netflix.
Well, do you have Hulu Live at all?
I got HBO on Hulu. I don't know who Hulu Live is.
Hulu Live is basically like live stream. Like it's like you can watch live TV.
I know. My TV has that shit where it has like an option to watch live too.
Okay, so like there's that. Like sometimes like Hulu has it on. Like last night it had it on and I was like, I'm watching this because I don't know the next time I'm going to watch it.
I forgot I brought a drink. I'm thirsty as fuck.
There you go.
Do you have like a SmartCast TV where you turn it on and it's automatically like Roku where it's like fucking Netflix and HBO and shit?
Yeah, like I just hit a home button.
Like you just hit a button and this shit pops up,
yeah,
right?
It's like on the
it's
bottom
not like a regular, remember when you turn on TV and it was on whatever channel you had on last?
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't watched TV like that in a minute.
You have to hit input.
Yeah.
They literally made TV so, ooh, yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm. I keep buying these because they're fucking delicious. You ever have one of these?
No.
It's fucking good.
Is it?
Yeah. I kind of want you to try it.
What is it? Blue Ice. Nice. Mm.
Here, honorary first sip myself.
Okay. I'll try it. That's good. Gives you a little kick.
Yeah, it does.
Maybe it does give you a little kick.
Are you swallowing it? It's like, okay, yeah. Hello.
It's like that cotton candy like type flavor, too.
Yeah.
I kind of like it.
No, there's a bunch of different flavors.
Really?
There's literally cotton candy, blue ice. You can buy them, like, you can buy them in packs of four or like cases. Why do that cases. When you can
buy Red Bull?
Guess how much this is? $1.50.
Really?
Yeah.
Red Bull sucks.
Look at this. Look, I'm talking about G Fuel, by the way, guys. Because we're not even fucking explaining it.
Mm-hmm.
Where the fuck does it say it? Oh, zero sugar. So I just see zero sugar, and I'm like, oh, it must be good for you.
Yeah. Zero sugar stuff, I still need to get into that. I hate it. I'm a very sugary person.
Holy fuck.
It's work talk, I can't.
Ah, let's make up names. No.
Okay, I'm just going to say...
No, I literally just had to sign papers at a meeting the other day.
Oh, then no.
Yeah.
Wrong topic.
Fuck! I wish I knew what to talk about.
No, dude, it's we're okay. Good. We were just talking for, like, what?
I don't even know. Let me check. 16 minutes.
We talked about football. You don't even know football like that. I'm kind of impressed.
I do not know football
like that. That was good.
You know what I've been really craving? Golfing. Like, I've been craving golfing for a minute. I don't want to be this person. I don't want to be, like, the go-to fucking white guy that's like, hey, Charles, you want to go golfing this weekend?
Yeah, right.
Like, I don't want to be, hey, you want to hit the nine? Like, right. I don't want to fucking be Mr. Johnson, who's just fucking golfing every weekend with his fucking crew. I want to be, like, I want to do it for fun, but I don't know how to do it. It's, like, not cool. I don't know how to be cool in golf.
Actually, I'm going to tell you right now, golfing is one of the coolest things you could do. Like, it's dope. It's not even...
I love it. I love, like, hitting the ball and, like, just watching it fly.
Dude, it's relaxing. Like, if you go with your friends, it's not even... Like, dude, all my friends go golfing.
When I turn 21 in 3 fucking months, by the way, I want to go golfing and drink.
Yeah. No, literally golfing and drinking. Like
I want to be buzzed and see how awesome this shit feels.
It is. No, like, golfing, you will fall in love with... Like, I'm telling you, if you love it, if you love watching it, wait till you play it.
Do you ever, like, see the highlights on, like, Facebook and shit? Of someone who hates, like...
I'm not into golf unless I bet on it, not
gonna
lie. If
you like a fucking video on Facebook, you get all the recommended videos.
Really?
And, like, you know how there's, like, a little video section? I just be scrolling on that bitch. And it has, like, recommended one after another, like, 300-yard goal, like, hole-in-ones. And, like, like, getting out of bunkers and making it in, bro.
Are so crazy.
Them shits are... I love watching... Like, you ever watch, like, Tiger Woods fucking highlights? I be getting bored and watching fucking golf highlights, bro. This shit is actually outrageous.
Golf is... I mean, hockey's always mine. I'll always watch hockey. I love watching hockey highlights.
What, like the hits and shit?
No. Dude, the way they score... Like, okay, hockey is turned from,
you have to explain it to me because I've never played hockey before.
Okay, so hockey... okay, you know how big... An eighth of an inch is?
You try to... yeah. I know how much an eighth
that's of an how, inch. That's what you have to skate on.
Why?
That's the blade. You skate on an eighth of an inch thick blade.
I mean, I've skated before.
Right, but think about it. You're skating on an eighth of an inch.
Yeah.
So to, like, actually play hockey, hit people, be able to control yourself, shoot the puck. You have to be good on your feet at first. Because if you can't do anything, you can't do any of that.
Yeah.
So if you can make those, like, skating, like, think about, like, can you, like, think about actually, like, turning.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it actually takes years of practice to, like, if you want to turn full speed, I don't think you could do it right now.
No.
You'd go flying.
Yeah.
Me? Yeah, I could. I go skating once in a while at that ice rink in Dunkirk, which is dope also.
I think hockey is one of those sports that, unless you actually practice... You're not going to be good at it.
Yeah.
Like,
literally.
Like, there's a lot of sports that, like, football. Someone, some guy can just have average fucking qualities.
Yeah.
And be in the NFL. Like, if he runs fast and hits hard, you have a high percentage to be in the NFL. But hockey, if you run fast and hit hard in hockey, well, who fucking cares? Because you can't skate.
No, it's,
you don't know the technique.
Like, yeah, it's definitely different. Like, hockey, I feel like hockey is one of the hardest ones to get into, you like,
know,
in the NHL.
Who would be good at hockey? I feel like rugby players.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the way they have to maneuver and, like, run around people and fucking hit them.
They'd be good. They'd kill in football.
It's like rugby players who come down and play NFL.
Yeah, they kill in football. Yeah. They just need to, I don't know, rugby is different, so, like, they need to, like, actually learn plays and, like, get stopped. It's not just a full on, like, rugby's like soccer on crack.
See, I hate the fact that my family didn't let me play any sport that Jared played, because now I haven't played all these fucking sports.
Like, dude, hockey was lit, but it was also really fucking expensive. Not even gonna lie. Like, hockey is very expensive.
Like, how expensive?
Like, when you first buy equipment alone, you're gonna drop over like 600, 700.
You know why I think track is an expensive sport? Because those fucking, you have to buy like training equipment, like training clothes. Mm-hmm. So you have to buy like all these like short shorts and fucking like actual running stuff, right, which is like expensive. And absolutely, then you have to buy running shoes that are like $150 to $200.
Right.
And those like only have so many miles on it. So you have to keep buying shoes. Like, you're literally buying a new pair of shoes every season. About,
like, hockey is this expensive. Like, okay, so say you buy your track cleats for like $150, $200, right? Mm-hmm. And then say you buy like, I don't know, how much
here, I'm gonna just tell you like beginning to end how much I've spent on.
Okay.
So I have like 10 to 15 pairs of shorts I had to buy so I can train in the summer and where I didn't have to do laundry every day. You don't have to wear a shirt, so you don't have to worry about that.
Right.
People always buy like headphones and shit, running watches. A running watch costs like, a good running watch costs like $350 to $400. Like that Garmin shit. Then you just have, like, accessories, like, whatever fucking bands you want, or, like, the athletic
rollers,
wear.
All that rollers, stuff.
You have to get rollers, you have to get those fucking, the vibrating guns. You remember that one shit I have? That shit's fucking nice.
I bet.
That shit was $300.
Oh, yeah.
And then you had to have multiple pairs of spikes. You have distance, sprint spikes, jumping spikes.
Okay, so tell me what you need, like, I'll tell you, okay, so, like, tell me what you need on the track day. Like, if you're going to a match,
oh, you tell need, me what you need. Okay, you need electrolytes. You need, like, those little fucking Gatorade chewable shits. You need plenty of water. Like, plenty of water. You gotta buy all that shit. And then snacks throughout the day that you know you can handle. So you have to, like, do the fucking... You have to, like, actually find out what you can fucking eat. And then, let's say, like, trainers. So, like, sweatpants, hoodie, different shoes. You at least need a pair of running shoes, casual shoes, and then your spikes. So three separate pairs of shoes.
Okay. So, in hockey, like, necessary to even practice, like, to skate. Like, if you want to add all the food and the water, like, sure, there you go.
Well, I'm just saying, like,
it's so different. It's actually different. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you actually have to add different shit because track and hockey are different.
Yeah.
But, like, equipment-wise, like, this is hockey. You got to buy a helmet. You got to buy shoulder pads.
Wait, they don't supply you with shoulder pads?
No.
What?
You eventually get your own stuff, bro. Straight up.
But when, like, you first start, do you have...
When you first start,
because, like,
buy
football, like, midget league and, like, playing in high school, it's not like reuse
that was also, shit. Like, school. Like, a hockey program is not affiliated with the school.
It's fuck,
like
a, I keep it's thinking like it's a school thing.
Yeah, it's like a club.
Okay. Well, no, was it, like, that? I posted that baseball shit.
Yeah.
The other day, I played for a bar.
Yeah, like that. It's like that, but, like, it's affiliated with New York State. So, okay, like, you can win a state championship. You can win, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay.
But it's not, the school is not a part of it because the school didn't want to pay for it.
It's kind of like a chess club.
Right. Where,
like, they have tournaments and then they have, like, a state champion.
Right, right. It's like that type of, right. So you got to buy a helmet.
I like how I have to do it with something I do.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's the only way I fucking know it.
You get a helmet, which is, the good one's probably like 100.
You ever have, like, a cool design in your helmet?
No. I just straight, like, blue helmet. Like, nice. Whatever.
I fuck with that. That's, like, badass. You should be wearing, like, fucking eyeliner right now. Like, you're, like, a rock star.
I did use eye paint at one point in my career.
In hockey?
Yeah, just, I do, like, eye black.
There's a picture of me where it's, like, side and side, and then it's, like, sweating down my face, and I'm, like, looking angry.
I always did the triangles, because cross, they did that, and my family loves cross, so that's nice. What I did. But back, a stick, which a good stick, I usually dropped about 100 to 150.
Fun fact, when I was like 8.
You got to get two of them.
When I was 8, my dad gave me two of those. And then I wasn't big enough to use them because I was fucking 8.
Right.
He gave me like full size ones. So he's like, when you get older, you can use these. He put it in the garage, like on the top, like a top wooden rack, put them up there. And then, like, I don't know, I was like 16 or 17. I'm like, yo, let's go like skating. I got like these hockey things. I go up there and they're like all eaten up by like wood ants or some shit.
Like, were they
some
wooden fucking sticks?
Yeah, and they just like, but they're inside like a building, so I thought they were fine. But they all got like gutted out. Like, they all got, like, 8.
That's crazy.
So I'm like, damn, I've been waiting to use these for fucking, like, 9 years. Ah, shit.
Literally. But gloves? Gloves. Sorry, I don't want to lose this topic.
No, no, gloves.
Gloves. Elbow pads.
I've always wondered what it's like getting elbowed.
It hurts. Yeah. It hurts.
My shit bony.
Pants. Like, the shorts, like, the padded shorts, those come out, like, $50.
Oh, spandex, too, for track. You have to buy, like, on, like,
a cup, underneath. $20, easy money. Yeah. Tape. Clear tape, if you want to, because clear tape holds up your socks, so I'll just keep that in tape.
Nice.
Knee pads. The jerseys.
Yes.
The socks. I feel like I'm missing something.
Skates?
No, I said skates. Am I missing anything? Yeah, let me just pretend I'm this.
I could even guess, because I can't remember half the shit you just said.
Yeah, you're probably gonna drop at least 800. Like just for that.
When you first start or yeah. Every season?
No. When you once you buy equipment, it's gonna fit you. Like me, I only bought equipment like, and you would, like, some stuff, so, like, you wouldn't go and buy all new equipment at the same time.
Yeah.
You'd just be like, oh, okay, my pants are getting too short, or, like, my pants aren't comfortable anymore, I need to buy new pants. Or, like, my shoulder pads are too small.
So how long would that last you?
I'd say like, I probably had, years? I had, like, three pairs of shoulder pads, like, that I can remember. Like, I'm thinking about, like, when I really hit, like, 7th grade, I'll say.
Yeah, yeah.
7th grade, I probably had 3 pairs of shoulder pads just because I grew. Well, elbow pads.
So how many years, though?
How many years?
Yeah.
I'd say each thing I probably bought at least 2 or 3 times.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, because, like, for track, all those things I said was per season. And there's two seasons the jerseys, a year. Yeah, so it's like, you have to buy all that shit and all that equipment and all these new, like, accessories, like,
right.
Every single season. Because you, like, you kept getting better and you were wear and tearing your shoes and you need, like...
No fair.
You need new everything.
I'd always try and get a new stick every year.
Yeah. So it's like... Helmet. So twice a year, you know you're just going to spill all this money on this fucking sport that doesn't even pay.
But the only problem is, like, say... You, like, same thing could happen. You chip a cleat, like, chip the spike or something, you know, whatever. But, like, you break your stick. You lose your blade. You have to get your skate sharpened every, like, week.
Last time I went skating, I did, like, a little bunny hop, and I was so proud of myself.
Uh-huh.
Like, I literally was just fucking around, and I did it, and I was so happy.
That's dope. Dude, hockey was lit. I'm telling you right now, there's nothing like just hitting someone open ice. And
what is your one favorite memory of playing hockey? Like, if you think of hockey, what's your go-to? So, like... What part? Like the very end of it? Like when... Like 3-2-1?
I remember the... So the last 15 seconds is where I remember. And, like, the celebration. Because the last 15 seconds, there was an icing. And the icing, like, you ice it down all the way on ice. And then it comes back to... So we iced it, and it came back to our zone. So they were in the offensive zone.
Yeah.
They were in the blue line. So I'm like, okay. And I'm not out there, because we had better put... Like, I was a junior. We knew who was going to be out there if it had to, like, push comes to shove. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, no doubt. But you were on the team.
I was on the second line, of course.
Yeah.
But the first line was unstoppable.
Yes.
But so they're out there. And Nolan, actually, he pushes. We win the faceoff, and it goes to Nolan. And he literally just turns and just goes against the boards and just holds the puck, like, with his feet. He's literally, like, playing with the puck in his feet, keeping it in his feet, and he's getting checked, pushed. Literally, he moved down the boards, moved back. He still had it in his feet, and it popped out with, like, a second left, and it was too late, and they couldn't get a shot off, and we won 2-1. But that 15 seconds felt like 5 minutes.
I fucking bet.
The fact he actually held the puck for that long, like, that's hard. Like, that's really hard.
Yeah.
Like, he was actually getting pushed by, our guys. There was at least 6 guys, 7 guys on him trying to get the puck.
And he just fucking took it?
And he was literally just playing with his feet, pushing it up against the boards, pushing himself up against the boards so they couldn't get it, blocking it in, doing it, like, dude, everything. It was probably one of the best defensive plays I ever, if he ever listens to this, he's going to know it's the best defensive play I've ever seen in my life.
Congrats. I didn't know that about him.
Yeah. He actually, like, that was one of the best plays he's ever done. I don't care. He might not agree with that, but, yo, he actually held the puck for, like, 12 to 14 seconds against the boards.
Damn. Well, my fucking favorite memory of my sport isn't as fucking cool as that one. Shit. Well,
we won a state championship. Yeah. You can't get much better than that.
No, you can't. Fuck. That's ass. Yeah, my fucking memory is the first time I jumped 21 feet. It was like my first college track meet. And I'm at Nelson's College.
Right, Brockport.
And, I'm like chilling at Brockport, and I'm like, I'm fucking scared because it's like I'm a freshman. I've never jumped at a college level before. Da da da.
Right.
And I start warming up, and I like don't feel like warmed. Like I don't feel like myself. Like I'm like I have anxiety. I'm like jumping. I'm like I'm not jumping high. I don't feel awake. Mm-hmm. What could I do? I start stretching, drinking water. Like I trying to wake myself up.
Right.
And I don't feel good. Like I feel like tired. So I get up on the line in the runway, and I hear my fucking name, so I start, like, jumping, and I get ready. And I my very first jump, I jump 21 feet and 6 inches.
That's crazy.
My very first jump on a jump that I didn't even think was good. Like, I jumped, and it felt like shit. It felt bad. And I landed, and I, like, 21
feet?
Yeah. And my first thought, in my head was...
I was thinking yards. I'm like, yo, you're on crack.
My first thought was, fuck, my coach just seen me jump like shit.
Yep. What's up, Gelato?
What's up, Gelato? And my coach comes up to me. He was like, you just PR'd by a foot. I'm like, what? He's like, you just PR'd by a whole fucking foot. And he like was cursing at me. And then he like grabbed me and was like, good shit. And then pushed me down. And I like got back in line. And then I jumped and PR'd again. So I just kept breaking my own fucking personal record. That's crazy. And then I think I got like fifth place. Out of like 32 athletes.
That's awesome.
My first college meet. I was just like,
damn.
I was so happy. I was happy as fuck.
No, that's dope.
And then everyone on the team, like, that's the first time they see me compete. And it was like, you know, when like someone's just like draining threes on the court and then more people come to like watch him fucking right, go
to do it.
More people started coming up on my team. So it was like two people were watching me and then I PR'd. So they went back and got more people. And then my last jump, my whole entire team was at the sand pit and like clapping for me to jump.
That's dope.
It was like a team fucking thing and it felt so good. And then like everyone was like congratulating me and like hugging me and shit, shaking my hand, and
you're
just
sitting
felt,
on the mic.
I felt like a fucking gangster.
No, that's dope as hell. Like, cause dude, like I don't know like the
There's
PR,
nothing like the P like
it's like to me, people. I'm gonna understand it like how you understand it. It's me to like it's so it's like swimming and you drop like 3 seconds on like that's fire. Like I did get that because like I just had to compare it to swimming. Cause my sister swam. And she would always, like, say, like, oh, yeah, I dropped, like, 4 seconds, and I'm
well,
like, oh,
shit. The thing was with, like, long jump, for sure, it's kind of like you're vertical. So, like, right. When you PR in a vertical, you're only PRing by, like, an inch.
Right.
Like, so when jumping horizontally, it's the same principle. So it's like, people who dunk the ball, they can only jump so high.
Right.
It's the same thing with people who jump far. It's the same training method. So... people, like, if I jump, like, 19 feet, when I PR, I jump 19 feet in 1 inch, 19 feet in 2 inches, and it goes all the way up. So it goes by, like, centimeters. And I PR'd by a foot.
That's crazy.
So
they're all 12 inches.
Yeah, so they're like, this doesn't happen. Like, this isn't something that happens. And then I just kept PRing and kept, like, improving.
That's
and then
so
they were like, I don't know what the fuck you're doing, but don't stop. And then I dropped out of college.
Then you dropped out of college. Fuck college, though. All right, Gelato, relax, buddy. I know.
Gelato
it's a course.
Loves you.
Yeah.
Gelato's so fucking chill.
I think me and him got a bond after I healed him.
Yeah. I'm happy Chrissy could.
Oh, my God. I'm so happy she asked me for this cat.
Dude, her father is bringing all his alley cats to the fucking vet. Like, 30-something cats to the vet.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
What, Gelato? I know. What, baby?
Gelato has, like, this resting bitch face.
Yeah. Kind of funny, isn't it? But yo, I started watching Seinfeld a lot.
Oh, you told me like a couple weeks ago. What part are you on?
Oh, dude, I already watched the whole series. I just need to watch it again. I always like watching it because I watch it, then I'll fall asleep, and Hulu's not like Netflix, and it's not like, oh, are you still there? Like after two episodes, like I never really knew how. Like I would always be like, yeah, I'm still here. But, like, low-key, that is necessary because, like, I literally have fallen asleep to Seinfeld in, like, season 4, episode, like, 15, and wake up in a season 5, episode 7.
Yeah,
because
this shit just happens so fast.
And they just play it all night, and I'm like, well...
I was watching fucking, what was it? Cowboy Bebop or some shit? It's like an anime.
Interesting.
And I've never, I don't watch anime at all. I don't watch, hey, are you pressing my computer? These wires are not for you. I was watching this fucking anime that I wanted to start because I was looking at, like, TikToks, and they said the ranking, and out of, like, 15 animes, it was number one. So I'm like, this 1992 anime is the best one out there. I'm like, how the fuck? It's not that good. And I started watching it, and it's so really? Fucking good. Like, it's a cowboy western in space.
That's
actually and it's dope. All animated. So it's like, I don't know. I just think that shit looks gangster as fuck. I put that shit on. Chrissy was like, you're not fucking watching this shit. I'm like, what up, that bitch? But I left it on last night. And mm-hmm. it went through like 3 to 4 episodes. Hi.
She's a little attention whore. That's all he wants.
I should bring a hostess over here.
I've never encountered him with a cat, and I'm kind of scared, too, until he gets fixed.
It definitely needs to be the type of cat that is, like, motherly, because, like, hostess, like, brings in animals with their heads cut off. Like, she eats the head off of animals and then brings...
He's aggressive as shit. See, he's attacking the court for no reason. Look at him.
He's just playing. Cats are the best.
They are. They're just independent.
Look at this. He's just chilling.
They're just independent.
I tried doing this shit to hostess, she would fucking bite my toe off.
He's a little... But he really, like, even when he, like, came in...
Yeah.
Like, he didn't even act like a stray. Like, once I, like, grabbed him and, like, held him, like, he just chilled. And I was like, hey, buddy.
Like, oh, my shock. Oh, my gosh. I'm getting really upset at my cats because they stopped sleeping with me all of a sudden.
Oh,
they fucking slept with me. They slept with me for like a month straight. And then I yell at fucking hostess because she was on the counter. And I didn't want her on the counter when we were making food. I don't want fucking cat hair on my shit. And then I was like, no, get down. And then she jumped off. And then she hasn't slept with me since.
It'll come back. I don't know why they're so dramatic. He was mad at me when I brought him out to see you guys. One night, like, he literally just straight up hid under my bed for, like, 2 days. And then I finally saw him come out once, and I ran to my door and shut it. And I grabbed him. I was like, okay, you're good now. Yeah. I was like, I'm not going to hurt you. I think he just saw... Loki, I think he saw Chris, and he was like, holy shit, I remember her. Like,
She stole me one time. I don't want to steal me again.
Yeah, like, no, not even the type, like, I don't know. Like, he was sick. He was hurting.
Yeah.
Like, she was bathing him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like... It wasn't like, I'm not saying it's her fault, because it wasn't. Like, mm-hmm. who else? I literally didn't even know the cat was sick
like,
until 3 hours
she had to do everything that the cat isn't going to enjoy.
Right. And he was scared at the time because he was getting transported and everything. Mm-hmm. Like, he was just, and he was a fucking child. He was a fucking kitten.
Mm-hmm.
But now he's a freaking.
No. So, was a child, and this is a preteen.
Yeah. See, he's just being reckless.
She'll throw it. She ruins it. Hurry.
He's such a little fuck.
That's I love it, though. That's the best part.
I know. I love it. He's just such a little fuck. Like, when he's cuddly, it's dope.
Oh, my God. I got to tell you something about work that pissed me off the other day, but I cannot.
Oh, I have to talk about that after the podcast.
If I remember. Who do you think?
Siri, remind me in 10 minutes to tell Devin about McDonald's.
Okay. Add it to today's reminders.
Fantastic. I've never witnessed someone actually use that, like their phone, like that.
I used it a lot, especially when I used to get high.
You know what I do when I get, when I'm busy and I don't want to fucking talk to people, but I'm not, like, fucking rude, is that I'll do that fucking, like, text-to-speech. Like, I don't see people use it, but, like, if I'm, like, playing video games, I'll fucking use that shit.
No,
like,
yeah, I used to use it all the time.
Because, like, I don't know why the fuck, like...
Why wouldn't you?
It seems like only old people use them. We're like... Text my son. I love you. Period. Send.
Like, yeah. No, I've gotten, like, calls from people. I'm not going to say who. But they'd be like, hey, I just want to know how you were doing, period. And I'd be like, this is a voicemail.
It's a voicemail.
And, like...
Oh, so they fucking...
It was just in their thing, because they were talking to their phone.
Yeah.
It was probably going to be a period, but they didn't say it again. I think they knew.
Dude, my grandfather left me a voicemail. He was like, hey, Devin, can you get back to me? This is your grandfather. Like, I'm not going to see that. It was his fucking number for the voicemail.
Like, what is it? My dad would just go call dad.
Yeah.
That's the voicemail.
My father had my mother's number in it as, like, bitch. And then The song Crazy Bitch by, I don't even fucking know, Godsmack is like, hey, you crazy bitch, nah, you fuck so good. And like, it's like just talking about someone he fucked and hates. And then he puts it as my mom's ringtone. So growing up, I was like 7. And I'm like hearing this fucking ringtone. I'm like, he's like, oh, but your mother. Because he thought that shit was funny.
Oh, it was. That's
right. Gelato, probably. We're going to have a problem if you keep bullying me.
Yeah, I know. I'm about to kick him out the room.
Why the fuck does Sam just text me? Yikes.
Oh, this is interesting.
I'll take him. Would it?
Hello, mother.
Oh my god. Live conversation with the mom. Ah, fuck gelato, stop it.
Gelato. Yeah, it was fun. Playing with me right now. Yeah, it went right into my account. Gelato. Hey, bro. I'm pretty sure you could look and hear my mom in that.
I don't know. I was trying to whisper in the mic for people to hear gelato.
If you did, you just heard my mom talk about tax refunds.
Tax refunds. My grandfather's doing mine right now.
I looked at the screen and I was like, oh, it's moving when my mom is moving.
It's probably very, very quiet. Like, it won't even pick it up.
Yeah. I was like, all right, well.
Don't you dare pounce. Don't. No. Gelato. You know better, gelato. I know you know that. I know that you know. Don't be all. Yeah, there you go. Roll over. Play with the bag. You fucking whore.
All right, it's time.
It's time? We should put the mic on right next to Gelato's mouth.
Hey, buddy. You know what I'm about to do.
I wonder what that sounded like. Probably nothing.
You being a bad kid. He likes flying.
I used to throw shit. I used to throw my cats in the bed and shit, like, mad far.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, just launching business?
I'm good.
You want a snack?
Yeah, a little bit of gummy bears. You know, I haven't gone to the gym high in a long time.
You gonna go tonight?
No, I'm going to the gym at, like, 5.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. But no, I'm like, you know, I paid for it.
Dude, I was gonna go to the gym today, but instead I decided to be romantic.
Okay.
So I got Chrissy more like Harry Potter wands because she wants to collect them and shit because mm-hmm. we're nerds and I love it. And she got bobbleheads for Valentine's Day, like Jason, Freddy, and Jason, Freddy, and someone else. Another fucking scary person. I can't think of it right now. But, She was like, there's no room for them. And I was complaining. So she was like, well, maybe if I had some more fucking shelves, I would be able to put your gifts on the wall. So this morning I was like, I can either go to the gym or I can buy shelves, put them up, and then put their shit on there. And then when I get her from work, ask her, I'm like, hey, you should go to the store and buy some fucking shelves since you want to complain. And like, I could just act like I don't fucking care. And then when I'm like, when you go upstairs, make sure you check when I fucking, like, how I fucking clean the bed. Or, like, I say something stupid. So then when she goes in the room, she sees it. She's like, oh, my God, you put up shelves. So I just make her fuck around. Like, I have no clue in the world that it's up there.
What funny.
And then make her look at the fucking bed where the shelves are at. And then.
Boom.
Boom. So I did that instead of going to the gym today.
Day off at the gym. It's not a bad thing. Mine was Sunday.
Nice.
Mine was Sunday. I was like, you know what? I'm sorry. I just did legs.
I want to run so bad, but the weather is so shit outside, and I don't want to be cold.
Mm-mm. It was shit this morning at work. I was outside snow blowing. See, I think it's okay if I say this, but I was outside snow blowing, and literally it was so pointless because when I'd blow the snow, it was so windy, it would just go back. Aww. I was like, okay, this is pointless.
That's how I feel when I was trying to do truck. And people wouldn't let me do pre-truck. And I'm like, well, guess I'm just going to have to wait and do my job later.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it was just whatever. I mean, and then I eventually found salt because I didn't know we had any.
I didn't know we had any either. Where was it?
I had to buy it on Saturday.
Oh, shit.
It was whatever. I mean, dude, 50-pound bags are a lot heavier than I thought.
Matt Lessinger went to, like, 7 stores.
Yeah.
Couldn't find any.
I went to... I started at Home Depot, and it couldn't be rock salt. It can't be rock salt.
Oh, shit. What kind of salt?
So it was ice melt. I guess there's a difference. I just found that out. Rock salt, I guess, damages your driveway, but it gets the job done real quick.
Yeah.
But.
Is this windy?
Yeah, I thought it was raining.
Yeah.
Bro, I was about to say, there's no fucking way. But I went to Home Depot, and I was like, shit, they don't have it.
Then dude, I love going to Home Depot, but I've never felt less like a man than when I'm in there. Like, when I walk in there with my fucking sweatpants on and a fucking pink mm-hmm. shirt, I'm like, okay, I do not belong in Home fucking Depot. Mm-hmm. Everyone got laced up fucking boots. Everyone got their fucking jeans all nice and tight.
See, every time I go there, I'm in my maintenance uniform.
So. See, you're fucking lucky. Because I went today. Mm-hmm. Dressed the way I am right now. Right. Like, it's my day off. I'm wearing fucking sweats.
Comfy.
Just fucking comfy. I knew I was going to do some shit like this today, so I wanted to be prepared.
Literally. Look how I dress after work. Comfy.
Comfy.
You always do. But what is it? I went to Home Depot. Harbor Freight. Tractor Supply. And then I called AutoZone.
Mm. Get in the zone.
Yeah.
AutoZone.
I was like, you know what? Shit, who knows? I called Walmart. They didn't have it. Mm. Ollie's didn't have it.
I hate going to Walmart.
Walmart's getting on my nerves, but
it's like,
whatever.
It's so fucking ghetto. Like, so fucking ghetto.
I don't mind Walmart like that. I just see Walmart
the way I see, like, Dollar Tree. Like, I be seeing the same people I see in fucking Dollar Tree than I see in fucking Walmart.
Fair.
Like, they kind of look kind of weird. You don't know if they're broke or not.
I mean, to me, I don't really care about, like, if they're broke or not. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm saying, but like
no, but some, yeah, like, I know
people
what you're
who,
saying.
Like, shouldn't even be in Walmart. Like, they're just there to be there.
Yeah, I know. I get what you're saying. Like, people who come to McDonald's, they're just there to be there.
Yeah.
But, what is it? And then I called Tops, and they were like, yeah, we got ice melt. I was like, ice melt, not rock salt? And they're like, well, let me check. They checked. They're like, yeah, no, it says ice melt. I go, are you sure it's ice melt? Because I went to Home Depot, and they said they had ice melt, and it was rock salt. I'm like, are you sure? He goes,
how does it damage the driveway?
Rock salt's, like, really strong. Like, rock salt's, like, I don't know exactly how, but I guess it does. But rock salt, I just know, like, rock salt, like, if you want your ice, like, gone, like, in, like, 25, 30 minutes, you put rock salt down. If you don't give a fuck about your driveway or like,
I saw
like,
this thing that if you put rock salt down too early, that it can ice and it can actually like put it so ice goes on top of the rock salt, like that texture after it's done being used, and then does another layer of ice. So it's like two layers of very hard ice that's like all shaped weird.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I had to buy ice melt yesterday because I had to get my friend out, and I had to, yo, changing a car battery. Easy as fuck.
I've never done.
I didn't either until yesterday. I literally went, what? It was 3 bolts. I'm like, this is what I pay a mechanic.
I don't
even
know what that means.
Like the little, like, you know, you screw
them. Oh, yeah.
There were like 3 of them. You just had to unscrew 3 of them. And I'm like,
what the fuck? How much does that shit usually cost?
Oh, the battery costs like $100.
Oh. Like, how much you got paid them to put it in? $100?
Like, if you buy the battery, you got to pay for, you know, their time to put it in, which they're going to milk it. Mm-hmm. I learned it took me like 5 minutes to put the battery in. Like, why am I at the mechanic for fucking 3 hours?
Yeah.
When they're just putting in a battery? I don't know. So they can get fucking paid.
Yeah.
So it take, you pay them for the time, like the labor. Mm-hmm. You pay for, you know, other things like service fees, all this stuff. So you end up paying like $150 for a battery. 150. Why would I do that when I could just buy the battery, unscrew 3 bolts, put it in, and then have it work?
Yeah.
I don't, like, even oil changes. Like, I just paid $50 for an oil change. And I'm like, and I watched a video. All you need to do is unscrew something, drain it, and then pour the new oil in.
I think when I get to the certain age where I, like, actually have to do, like, manly shit like that, where it's like, fuck a mechanic, I'll do it on my, like, my own.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna Google all that shit.
Dude, everything's on YouTube. I literally looked up like, how to look, search how so to change
easy.
A car battery.
It's so easy to
I looked up
something.
How to change a car battery, and it was a 4-minute video.
It's so easy to fucking learn shit.
And I was like, you dead ass just take off the positive, negative, and then there's a bracket, take it off, take out the battery, put the battery in, and then reverse. So you put the bracket on, then the positive, then the negative. You always put the positive on first, though.
Hmm. Why?
Because if positive touches, like, something like ground, like another piece of metal or, like, something like blah, 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 it could cause sparks.
Holy shit, talking about sparks, I put a fucking firework inside a glass bottle last night and lit that shit off. That shit was bright as fuck. It like reflected it. I have all these fireworks when I went to Colorado and I never used them. So now I just have a bunch of them in my house.
Valid.
So it's been lighting shit off.
Fireworks are dope. Fireworks are dope. I love them.
I'm very happy that that half joint did what it did. Like, I was very content.
Yes.
Like, with the highness.
I was too. It sucks that I have to stop.
It doesn't suck. You're getting a new job.
Yeah, I'm going to try and get out of that place real soon.
But, that's why I do weird shit
like
this.
I really think
that's why I have hobbies.
Like, I really think if I don't smoke for March, like, if I start now and I don't smoke all March and everything, I'll be pissing clean by April.
Yeah.
It only takes, like, especially I'm working out, drinking water, Gatorade, all that stuff.
You're doing
like,
everything you need to.
To get it out.
Yeah.
Drink, and if I'm really worried, just drink a little bit of cranberry juice once in a while.
Yeah.
Like, to me, it's, like, it's really not that hard. It's just, like, I've learned, like, I went, like, whole 2 weeks without smoking.
It's not hard.
It's not hard at all.
It's all mental.
Yeah. It's, like, whatever. Like, yeah, I could smoke, but, like, whatever.
You should pick up cigarettes.
No, I already do.
Oh, yeah, you're fucking...
My fucking Novo. It's a cigarette, just tastier.
I'm gonna go take a piss.
You do that.
Oh. I'm gonna check you know what you should do? Huh. As you check your phone, you should talk about your dream job or some shit. So they're not sitting in silence.
My dream job is to be an announcer for the NHL. And I'm not even kidding. Announcing NHL games, announcing the game you love, and you get to watch the games for free. There's not a better thing. Like, you go to every game, you get good-ass seats, box seats. They make it to the Stanley Cup, you get a ring. They win the Stanley Cup, you get a ring. I mean, like, come on. There's... Announcing is the way to do it, especially if you really know what you're talking about and you want to be in the sport but don't know how to be in the sport because you're not, like, you know, whatever. Why not announce? That's why I do these podcasts. It's dope. Oh, my God, I'm high. My God, y'all need to stop posting TikToks on your fucking Snapchat. Ugh. If I want to watch TikTok, I get the fucking app. Come on. Every damn day, y'all posting a TikTok on your Snapchat. Just keep it on TikTok.
Huh?
Oh, nothing. I just watched a Snapchat story. Yeah, I'll shut the door. It's a little weird. I'll shut it. Don't worry. I was telling them to stop posting TikToks on their fucking story. If I wanted to watch TikTok, I'd download it. There is. I made this vintage Wes Anderson one. But.
I made like this vintage ass video that made me look like fucking Wes Anderson. I loved it.
Now that you had to the piss, I'm
Dana piss? Yes, sir. Oh my gosh. Currently telling my manager that I can work 1 to 10 tomorrow. I'm working 1 to 10 tomorrow. Ask me. Just so you know. Yeah, Carter's dream job is to announce in the fucking, what, hockey? I bet you money. He said some hockey shit, some fucking professional hockey shit, and then I bet he sat in silence for a little bit, and then I bet he was opening up Snapchats and TikToks and shit, and being like, yeah. I love hanging out with Carter. It's fucking weird. Fuck. I'm so upset. Fucking what? Campbell's cream of chicken. Before you come back home, can you grab this at Tops after dinner? What? I gotta get fucking Campbell's cream of fucking chicken before I go home today. Very sad. I have to go to the store.
It's okay. Go to Tops. Or all these. All these is goated.
Oh.
Yep, there's my cat.
What you got there? Woo!
I don't like Reese's, so Reese's, you want the other one?
Peanut butter. Yeah, I fucking love Reese's.
There you go.
You know what sucks about being friends with Nelson Rosario is that motherfucker allergic to peanut butter.
I got Hershey's. That's kind of tough. I never really
like. Yeah, so like if we ever hang out with him,
mind it. I don't mind it, but I don't like it.
This looks like ass.
We're gonna go back.
But the thing is with peanut butter is that like I love like peanut butter ice cream and like the flavor of peanut butter. Like right. I don't like nuts or some shit like that, but I like peanut butter. And Nelson's fucking allergic. So I hang out with him like anytime that he's in town, I hang out with him like 3 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
That's 3 times out of the week I can't eat peanut butter the whole day. That poop.
Not gonna lie though.
Oh my god.
That's chocolate. Okay. Like being allergic to peanut butter sucks. But being lactose intolerant.
Oh my god. Are you lactose?
No. I'm eating chocolate.
Hello?
No, I'm not. If I was, I'd be dead. I don't know what I'd do without chocolate.
Oh my god. What was your favorite chocolate growing up? Like, Hershey you would bar. Go trick-or-treating and then...
Hershey bar,
like the full one?
Hershey bar, straight bro, up.
Anything, I went through a phase...
Snack size, whatever.
No, I went through a phase where I used to live by Washington Park.
Right.
I'd walk down to Walgreens every day and buy a Hershey bar. For like 2 months, mm-hmm. I bought a Hershey bar every day.
I would too.
And I eat that shit, and it's like hot. It's fuck outside.
And Cosmic Brownies too.
Oh my god.
They get worse as you age though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I used to eat them shit for breakfast before middle school. I'd feel sick as shit.
I used to love those things. Now like, I eat one once in a while. Like on a rare occasion, you know?
Like well, if you get like the box. Or you just buy one at a store.
No, like I'll see like store. If I go to convenience or something like right downtown. Yeah. I'll see a Cosby Brown and be like, you know
bro,
what?
The amount of convenience stores I saw in New Jersey.
Wawa's.
New Jersey has Wawa's. A fucking corner store. Or what do you call them, Wawa's?
No, there's a convenience. It's like a gas station convenience store type shit.
No, I'm talking like corner shops that mom and pops run.
Oh,
that has like it's literally like the size of this room and it has 7 aisles.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a one way in every aisle.
Yo, I love those corner stores. Magic's down like Magic's. I love Magic's.
No, bro.
Magic's.
Take what you see inside Magic's and add like a regular ass like kitchen room floor.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, double what you have, like, in the inside. So, like, double the aisles, double the product. And there's, like, shirts hanging out. Like, plain black and white shirts with no brands. Like, weird shit.
Magic's is just a spot. I love it.
I have only been there, like, twice.
It's the best place to buy wraps. Best place, yo, if you ever want a fucking Faygo.
Oh, yeah.
They're, like, the only place in town that has fucking Faygos.
I buy fucking Goya drinks. Like that pineapple shit. I always post that shit in my story. I love those drinks.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's dope as hell. And they chill as fuck in there, too. No one actually gives a fuck.
I don't like when, like, there's always mad people standing outside.
Yeah. That's just a corner store. Like, that ass, that's just a corner store.
I know.
Like, people will stand outside, do their thing. That's just how it is. Like, people deadass will go to the corner store and talk just because that's where they hang out or something.
Yeah.
Or that's so, like...
It's like the adult kinda, park.
Yeah. It is. It's dope. Everybody goes there.
Bro, that fucking, Smeg over there on the wall. The Smeg on the wall, everybody. Looks good as fuck. You know what I'm always craving, usually?
A hash brown?
Eggs. Just eggs in general, like scrambled eggs with like cheese in them or like an omelet or some shit.
No, sometimes over easy. When I'm feeling dangerous, I'll eat some of the eggs at McDonald's in the morning.
If Wilmarie makes those scrambled eggs with the milk.
And the cheese.
And the cheese.
Yeah. That's.
Makes me. Whenever my breakfast wraps with the fucking cut up steak, scrambled eggs, cheese. Oh my god, that shit was the best.
Mm hmm. Who knows?
You think breakfast sauce is ever going to come back?
No. I don't think steak's ever gonna come back. I don't think grilled chicken's ever gonna come back.
That's fucked.
I know. They literally took the best thing. The snack wraps.
And why again did they get rid of those?
COVID. Not enough people bought them. Dude, when they, I remember eating the last grilled chicken snack bar. I really hope they bring it back one day.
I remember my last one like it was fucking yesterday. Dude,
the grilled chicken was different there. That's the only thing I get.
I made a wrap with like two of the biggest fucking grilled chicken things I could make. Like the wrap was falling apart and I didn't care. Because there was that much fucking chicken. Mm-hmm. There was days where like I would just cut that shit up and eat it like it was a nugget.
For real though.
Like whenever I used to leave pieces cut underneath the table. Mm-hmm. Like right on the side, on the left
now
side.
Now it's crispy.
And crispy.
Crispy, dude, the new crispy chicken.
I haven't tried it. I have not tried it once because I don't want to fucking sign a receipt. I don't want to like wait in line on my break and like have no one take my order.
You don't have to. I just go up Chrissy today, literally just goes, Nick, I got this stuff. Bring it up. And walked out.
She did that today.
Yeah, she did that today. Like, dude, literally, I just go up there. I know, like, what I do is, I go up there, I bring in my own food. Mm-hmm. I type in someone's manager code. I'm not going to say who. And then I'm like, here you go. And they're like, okay. I'm just like, write my name. Mm-hmm. I get what I want.
Well, I love packing my lunch like it's a middle school lunch. Like, the fucking, like, the, I love having, like, I know when I go on break, because, you know, sometimes it's dangerous ordering McDonald's.
Right.
You don't know if that food's going to taste old. You don't know if that food is going to be made right.
That's why I like going on break. Like, if I want lunch, I'm going on break at 10:30 or 11.
Yeah,
because I know it's fresh and I know it's up. I'm not saying McDonald's isn't fresh, because it is.
No, I'm saying, like, that's for anywhere, though.
Yeah.
Like, you can go to any fast food place, and when you order, it's like you don't know if this food's going to be cooked all the way, if this shit's going to be fucked up. If you ask for no pickles, they put pickles on that shit. Like, but when you bring your own food, it's like, it makes break a little, like, easier. Because you're not waiting on food, you're not, like, rushing, making your own food, you're just chilling.
I always, cook my food, make my food, and then go on break.
Yeah.
Because, like...
Bro, they be rushing the shit out of me. Like, come on, we need you on table. Fuck out of here.
No, literally.
I tried explaining to Nick how I wanted a little bit less time on table, since I'm on it, like, 5 days a week, 8 hours a day, and it's just, like, repetitive. And he didn't want me to. Like, he wouldn't even let me take out trash.
That sounds about right.
Did you see my recent Instagram post of my niece?
Yes.
I'm very upset.
Why?
Because I got like 30, I got 40 likes.
Really?
Yeah, like, people don't
I'm not even gonna lie.
People don't like my, people don't like my niece.
I'm not even gonna lie.
I thought that shit was hilarious.
It was funny, but I'm not the type of, I don't know. I really don't go on social media that much.
I'm just upset
that... I'm on Snapchat, because I Snapchat...
Well, the thing is, like, people always talk so much shit about my sister growing up, Keisha.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like, she, like, made this identity for herself that wasn't really portrayed that well. So it made it harder for me to, like, make friends with people, because everyone just didn't like her. So they're like, oh, why the fuck would I like your brother?
If I didn't even fuck with you. This is a fair statement. It is a fair statement, but at the same time, you don't really know a person until you actually talk to them. So it's like, I don't know.
Dude, Hayden asked me like 3 days ago, he was like, I always wonder how many people are going to be at my funeral. Like, he wanted me to give him the amount of numbers, like the amount of people I think I was going to show up to my funeral. I'm like, how the fuck am I supposed to know that?
I don't know. I hope, I think there'd be a good amount.
My joke I told him was, I think they would get the email. And then put that shit in the spam box.
Yeah, hi, you're invited to donate. You know, okay, right.
You're like, I don't know, I worked that day.
I'd be there.
Oh, I'd be to yours too. I'd fucking wear a kilt to yours. With no fucking underwear.
Oh, I ask because you bury a joint with me.
Only after I smoke half of it.
That's fair.
So it's like, it's always in rotation.
That's fair.
I fucks with it.
And bury me with a lighter just in case I ever wake up.
Oh my gosh, a big lighter. The other one I have is like a creepy ass alien. And then I have one from New York where it has like the like Empire State Building and like the Lady Liberty on that bitch. Mm-hmm. Every time I go somewhere, I get one of these.
It's just like an old fashioned lighter.
Yeah. And it's refillable.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
You just fill it. You just take it out, fill it at the bottom, and this is just like a little holder.
That's fancy.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. Isn't there
And just stay
You can
there.
Put any picture you want in a letter. And I think it's cool because it's like a little wider, but it doesn't like, it's not bulky in your pocket.
Right.
And like, you imagine going to a party, you're like, oh, where'd my letter go? Bitch, it's just staying on you no matter what.
Yeah,
because. Like, you're not going to like start handing this shit around.
It's no, your letter. Not even that. And like, if someone tries to steal it, I'd be like, yo, that's literally me, dog.
Yo, that's my fucking face, bro.
No. No, yes, yes, yes. It's literally me. This is a dope ass lighter, though. I like it.
How's that chocolate doing for you?
Dude,
what's the fucking... There's a chocolate that I always get that has, like, creamy shit in the middle. And it's expensive as fuck. It's, like, wrapped in a bag. It's literally a bag that's kind of like a triangle. You know what I'm talking about? Has, like, they're, like, the chocolate-shaped, like, balls.
Yeah, they're... Yeah, I have some.
Yeah, those shits are fucking delicious. Those are my favorite. The sea salt one...
Smell your mouth.
The sea salt one is so good. I used to put them shits
in, I have like, the just chocolate. The milk chocolate one. But, yeah, I'm thinking about chicken wing dip now. Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
my God. I'm having cheesy broccoli with, like, chicken tonight. Like, grilled chicken. Mm-hmm. Like, on top of the oven and then in the oven. And it's, like, sautéed and, like, cut up finely. So, it's, like, the grilled chicken from work.
Mm.
With our own seasoning. And then it's, like, cheesy broccoli rice.
That sounds really good.
And that shit is so good. It's, like, it's one of those, it's one of those meals.
I forgot to text you. That donut? Good.
What donut?
The one you gave me when I saw you.
Oh, shit. Was it? Did you heat it up?
Uh-huh. I liked it better heated up.
Me too.
I liked it a lot better heated up. It was like an apple fritter. Like it's like an apple fritter mentality. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, heat it up.
I'd be going there. I'd be going to my grandparents' house, and they always be having snacks like that. Like, every single day, they have a new snack. Like, they go to Tops every morning, get the paper, get a snack, and then come home. Like... There'd be donuts and this shit. Like, I would literally be waking up, walking downstairs, and there's already like donuts on the table with the paper open. It's like 5:30.
Yeah. Last time I bought a paper were those two. That's it.
You should frame them, bitches.
I've thought about it, but at the same time,
There's like, I think $3 frames, $4 frames at like Family Dollar and shit. Like these cheap ass frames, and you could put. Like, I think it was a little nice. It'd be like
need to measure it.
Like, imagine if you got, like, the little creases out of it. The right one's way better than the left one with creases.
You can iron it.
Yeah.
Steam it.
I don't think that would burn it.
No, there's a way you can iron the paper or something.
I ironed my work shirts the other day because I was bored.
But I might go buy those frames now that you mention it because I'd rather hang those up.
Yeah, and especially, like, all flattened out with, like, a nice, like, a black border around it. That should look nice. Dude, I made a joke to Kennedy the other day. I was like, yo, let me hit your pen. Oh, yeah, this is not at work, by the way. We were walking in the park, and I went up to Kennedy, and I was like, hey, let me hit your pen.
Right.
And she was like, okay, and, like, she almost hands it to me, and then I'm like, I'm joking. Like, why would I do that here? And then just walked away, and she gave me, like, the dirtiest look.
That's me. I don't even care. It's me. What was it? Fuck. I was just about to say something. Oh, I have a joke for you.
Oh, I have a joke for you, too. It's in my phone, though. What's your joke?
What do you tell a girl with two black eyes?
What?
Nothing. You already told her twice.
Fuck, that's great. Okay. Why do cows have hooves and not feet? Why do cows have hooves but not feet?
Why?
Because they lack toes. They're lactose intolerant.
Yeah. I have one more. It's kind of fucked for you.
Oh, great. I'm seeing if I have any of my notes. I have no notes.
What's the difference between a policeman and a bullet?
Fuck. Something about being fired.
At least when a bullet kills someone, it gets fired. Yeah.
That's such a bad joke.
I love it.
Dude, I have like...
It's the most truthful, worst joke ever.
I have notes of, like, are you alive or living? And I don't know why the fuck I have, like, little-ass things like that, but, like, are you alive or are you living? I think I wrote this when I was high as fuck.
I'd say I'm living.
Stocks to buy. I have so many Minecraft notes of, like, coordinates.
Minecraft overrated, but you know what isn't?
What?
You're gonna hate me. There's this game. It's called Survival Craft.
Oh my God, no, bro. Fuck that. You play Stardew Valley?
No. But, like, look. I'm going to show you a little bit.
I wonder what it would be like listening to this part.
I don't know.
The winding down.
Yep, this is how
we do it. Zion is clutch. Who is he about to dunk? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He goes in. Oh, my gosh. Oh, it's a layup. I hate watching basketball players. Especially make layups and shit. They're just
mind it at all.
Oh. The fuck? You playing this Minecraft, half-ass Minecraft it's shit? Better. How is that better? What? What is this called?
Survival Craft.
Survival Craft is not better than Minecraft.
It's got polar bears, bro.
Bro, what do you mean? Minecraft got polar bears.
It's got white tigers.
Okay, we don't got white tigers, but...
It's got lions.
Okay, we don't got lions either.
It's got black jaguars.
We don't got black jaguars either, but we have minecarts and horses.
We can ride horses.
We got horses.
Tigers.
We got tigers. We don't got... We got birds. No. Yeah, we
got... I'm getting there. We got rhinos.
We don't got... We don't got rhinos. We got cows.
Bears.
We got turtles.
Fair, you do have turtles. But you don't have this. Electricity.
Yeah, we got redstone. Yeah, it's the same shit. No, it's the same shit. It's a current.
It's the same shit.
It is. We have like moving doors and shit. You can delete that shit right now.
It actually got wires.
What?
Redstone, like, eh. Redstone's like kind of weird to work with. But, like, dude.
Were you gonna get another PlayStation or what?
I am. I'm just waiting for someone to buy a PS5 or. Because I already got two people saying they'd give me for $100.
How long do you think it's going to be until, like, they're going to be in stores where anyone can buy them again? Because, like, I've been fucking waiting to buy that shit for a minute.
March or April. But then, look at.
Okay.
Open door. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. It looks cool, yes.
Yes.
But not as cool as Minecraft, and I will...
Minecraft the GOAT. Minecraft will always be the GOAT, yes. Survival Craft, but I take over. You heard it here first. Oh my god.
I don't think this is that bad of a podcast.
No, me neither. I think it was just two high guys talking.
I kind of forgot what we talked about a little.
I did too, but that's why it's recorded.
I think this might be one of the ones I listen back to.
Yeah, I might listen to this one.
Not like the whole thing. Like, I might listen parts. To like 2 minutes and then skip like halfway and watch like 2 minutes. I always wonder who listens to these, because, like, there's quite a few, but it doesn't say who.
Right. You know?
So it's like...
It's been the first one in a while.
The one of ours hit 900, but it was a,
I think
like,
it was the first one.
Yeah, the first one.
Because incidents happened.
I wish people... They're not deleted.
I know.
Okay, so, any final messages from Carter Diaga fucking Steno?
Go Bills. Literally, it's just go Bills. It's always go Bills.
You gotta fucking ruin the podcast. Now I'm gonna delete this shit.
No.
Fuck, yeah. Everyone have a blessed Christmas.
Christmas, Merry Hanukkah, Happy Christmas, Jolly New Year.
I'm gonna go, I think after dinner, I'm gonna smoke another joint.
Do that. I'm gonna go work out.
Ooh. What day is today?
Monday.
No, like. What exercise? Chest?
Oh, shoulders.
Shoulders.
Shoulders, chest, back. I usually do shoulders, chest, and back all in one day.
I do shoulders. So then my arms are already tired when I do bench.
That's not a bad idea.
So then when I do bench, I get fucked.
I did biceps and triceps recently. But then,
I need to put you through one of my leg days. One of these days.
I like leg days, so we could do that.
Yeah. I only like what? You can't. No, you gotta warm up.
I'll do the bike for like a mile. This is what you
get. That works out for me.
All right,
signing off, guys. Goodbye. Fuck.
Fuck.